But football leagues across the globe have returned to action in recent weeks. It started with the Bundesliga. Now we see Serie A, La Liga, the English Premier League is following suit. It's all in a very, very different atmosphere. There's no one in the stadiums. There's a piped crowd sound, which makes you feel you're watching a bit more of someone playing FIFA, the game FIFA, FIFA 18. But how is the off season affecting South African teams? What about here? Some teams are trying to return to training while others are still coming into terms with the financial dirty tackle that they've been dealt with the lockdown. Ajax Cape Town is one of the city's most popular teams, and they currently find themselves fighting it out in the GLAAD Africa Championship, where they are on top of the log. If they win, they go back into the PSL. Ajax's Tabiso Shoes Maketu joins me now to look at the Urban Warriors. Tabiso, how are you doing, sir? Are you ready to get back onto the field?
Good morning. We were always ready to get back to the field, but obviously the situation and the conditions outside there doesn't really permit us to.
Every time it seems as if there may be a opening, there may be an opportunity. In the last level of regulations that were released, professional sports teams have been allowed to return to training. So of course, so at least your guys, your players are going out and at least are warming those legs. But at the same time, you have the health departments in provinces like Gauteng, in the Eastern Cape and in the Western Cape, saying we are still battling with a caseload of coronavirus cases. It's unlikely that that things will be coming to a level of normality anytime soon. Does that worry you as Ajax Cape Town, who desperately wants to get back into the PSL?
Yeah, of course, it worries us a lot. Yeah, there's a lot, obviously, that has been said. There's a lot that has to be taken as a precaution. For what is worth, there's no magic stick out there that will say tomorrow things will be fine or next week things will be fine. And I think human beings or nationalities have to realize that this is a new norm. If it is a new norm, it means we have to deal with things in the current situation. If everyone else has to sit at home and do nothing, a lot of things will change. When I say a lot of things will change, it's not about playing. Remember, it's a professional sport, so it means it's people working. Those people feed families, and those families also get to be active on a daily basis in terms of what they would normally have to do. So if everything stops, not only companies and sports do stop, it means there will be some little bit of an uneasy chaos within the country. So sooner or later, we all have to realize this is the new norm. We're going to have to live our lives the way we used to, but in a careful manner, in considering the circumstances that we have around us. We don't have to hide behind coronavirus not to be active as South African citizens. So it worries us in that way that we are not preparing ourselves as a country to live in the new norm. It is what it is. No one can change it. No one knows. No one can point where coronavirus is. So it means you have to still do what you have to do to be able to be a normal citizen.
Look, South Africa isn't anywhere close to where Europe is on their curve. They've allowed to reopen with very strong restrictions to who gets to attend matches and the like. But South Africa is very, very far from that point. At what stage, at what point is a season too late? At what point do you have to cancel a season?
The South African Football Association, which is SAFA, has applied to end the season on the 30th of August. So there is no more days beyond that. FIFA has clear that. It's very clear on what was applied by South Africa that by the 30th of August, the season will be concluded, so that we will start talking about a new season beyond that. So whatever happens in South Africa by the 30th of August, we will have to face preparing for a new season.
And does that season, preparing for a new season, does that mean Ajax automatically goes to the PSL? Or because the season has not been officially finalized, does it stay in the first division?
we would be excited if it was like that. Unfortunately, it's too complicated than that. From those who administer football, they haven't reached that level yet. They're still planning to go ahead and play. The scary situations outside the planning of football might create doubts in their minds, but they also know they have an obligation to meet, and that obligation is to finish the season.
Is there a chance, and I know I don't want you to be speculating here, but is there a chance that if a boardroom decision is made, we've seen this in the French league, in relegation battles, that teams have in fact approached the courts to say, but the season hasn't officially ended, therefore we still had a mathematical chance of beating relegation or moving up to the next division. There have been court challenges there. I'm not trying to speculate here, but is that the future of South African football if this isn't resolved soon?
You are correct. I think every team has a right, and every club owner has a right to challenge any decisions that may not be according to what we discussed in the rules of the NFL. I think in the first meetings and the early months of the coronavirus, that one of the resolution that they came with that they will finish the season. So they cannot go back on that word now. They will be challenged by every other team, not only those who would be relegated, but those who obviously will be fighting for promotion. So remember, it's important in both parties, the one that goes up and the one that fights to save their status in that current division. And then what will happen to the 16-man team Premier League. So it's not as easy as it sounds, that you just null and void the league and move on. There are a lot of things up at stake. Like, for example, if you're an NFT and versus if you're a PSL in terms of grant or how you will operate your club financially, there's a huge gap. So no one wants to just miss it by just technicalities. So I think it's beyond their mind that they have to finish the season. It's just a question of how are we finishing the season.
Shoes, just finally, you intimated on this before, that it's not just about kicking a ball. It's not just about playing for fun and playing for the glory of lifting a trophy. Professional football teams are businesses, and particularly smaller clubs rely on the broadcast rights money, the sponsorship money, to keep them going, and it's to keep players going. We are very far from a European league where players are millionaires. These are working class guys playing in professional leagues here in South Africa. If they don't get paid, their families don't get the support. It is a trickle down effect, in which we've seen in many instances, in many examples, you know, during this lockdown period.
Yeah, well, it has hit us hard in reality. I'm talking on a personal level. I might be still going to work, but I've lost a couple of colleagues due to cutdowns, retrenchments, and those who were deemed surplus to requirements under the conditions. So there are people sitting out there at home who don't know what will their next meal come from. There are people sitting out there at home who probably wouldn't be able to pay their accounts now, or they're probably in arrears, or they have to renegotiate with the banks. It's real. If professional sport don't play, so they have a certain percentage of South Africans that will be unemployed. And that's the true reality. And then from the player's point of view, as much as clubs always try to protect players because they know they are the assets of their industries, there come a point where owner will say, look, you're not playing. I have to also cut paying you as a player as well, because you are not playing. The only advantage that the players have, they have a contract to a certain period. But what about those players that have contract expired in the 30th of June, which has passed already?
Yeah.
Which clubs have to be obligated in paying them up until the season is finished?
Tabiso Shoes Mekuta. He is the Ajax Cape Town team manager. They are walking a very fine line. They're top of the first division. They want to get back into the PSL. But if this lockdown, this coronavirus, doesn't end soon, who knows what will happen to the South African Football League.